W. Morning, Ken. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty well this morning. And yourself?
Doing good. Already coming down the mountain.
Yeah, can't beat that. Well, we're supposed to have some kind of eclipse this morning around 6:15 if we're able to see it.
Fog lift up here. You ain't gonna see nothing.
Fog in 30 minutes, and that there's no fog down here.
You get into yesterday afternoon.
Eat at our favorite Mexican restaurant over there on Wade Hampton, El Matador.
Is that one out on Wade Hampton?
The Country Boys shop is.
Right off, I don't.
Same side of the road as the Taylor's Walmart. Just 100 yards back towards Greenville, right before that red light across the street from the Waffle House.
Okay, now I know where you're at. And that's outside my area, so I don't travel over there much.
Stone-looking house and that, but man, they're only open from like 4 to I don't know, 9 or 10 or whatever, 5 days a week and that. But man, they're always packed out. I think we got there around 5, and then they were on the wait by the time we got done.
Pretty good then.
Best Mexican restaurant around. It's the oldest Mexican restaurant in South Carolina. They've been there like bumping 60 years now.
Have to give that a try this summer when the wife's riding with me.
Like I said, 4 to 9. I think it's Tuesday through Saturday.
After I finish up the route Wednesday, run out there. Or Thursday afternoon, either one. But she don't ride with me on Thursday because she don't want to get up this early.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Yeah, well, there's parking on both sides and in the back of the building. A good little Italian restaurant.
I did that.
It's right off of Wade Hampton. You know where the Zaxby's is?
Here.
Yeah, Roger.
Where is that? You talking about that little place back there behind the car lot?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, that place is awesome.
I go in there, but I hadn't been down there to try it out yet.
I decided to try it, I don't know, a couple or 3 weeks ago. And that, because they were, they're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, but they're open on Sundays. And man, I was impressed. It was really good. Cuisine from the, like the Andes Mountains down there in South America and that. I haven't tried it yet, but if you like eggplant, man, they got some good eggplant dishes.
I've never tried eggplant, so I don't know if I'd like it or not.
Yeah, eggplant dishes. And let's say I ate there, but then I took the rest home and ate it I ate it 2 more times.
Plate of food then.
That's where they give you the main dish, and then they put pasta or something on the side, and it's like, man, it's like way more than you can eat at that one time.
That shrimp Alfredo I got there at the Bay Breeze that day when we went out, I ate that like 2 more times myself.
It's like that. It's like, you know, it's, I never have eaten at a Mexican restaurant or an Italian restaurant where I didn't get more than I needed.
See some blue sky out here now?
Up in the east.
That's one of the fireworks stores up here on 25. And it says fireworks shortage, shop early. Surely we ain't gonna have a shortage of fireworks this year.
Man, my dog will be happy.
Being there, mine will be curled up in my lap, shaking.
Yeah, mine will be hiding in the closet. fireworks stuck out on them container ships, KN4 TFW.
Great, yeah, probably so. I was talking to a guy yesterday. They do a lot of importing of stuff like that, and they said they were having problems with shipping containers. One shipping container to buy it and send it over there to fill up with product and bring it back, just to buy the container, $18,000.
The container shortage, because we ship a lot on containers, you know, truck lines, and the truck lines can't find enough containers because you have so many of them out on the ships and everything, you know, that aren't unloaded. And that, and there's just a container shortage.
For HKX Friday. Yeah, did you see where that dock crane collapsed over in Taiwan last week?
Yeah, boat hit it. Yeah, that's probably the one that had all the fireworks on it.
What hit it? I just seen it collapse and take out a couple of containers in a truck.
Booms on it, you know, can raise up and down a little bit, and the boom was down horizontal, and yeah, the ship, when it comes by the control tower and everything, you know, it's pretty tall, and when he come in there, he just hooked it, and man, those things aren't, you know, they roll up and down the dock. Because I helped build one time, and they're just not anchored. They're just sitting there. Boy, just knocked it right over.
I'm sure they shut that, you know, shipping container place down for at least a couple of weeks.
Let's go out there to those ships right now and find out which one's got the fireworks on it, and go ahead and put him in front of all the others.
Prices, they may not be out there. Talking to that place there yesterday, $18,000 for the shipping container. Well, they ain't got but $2,000 worth of product in it. You know, there goes all their profit and everything they're going to make, and then they get it over here and prices go down on stuff, so then they're stuck holding the bag on it.
What containers they did get off of the ships, you don't have no truck drivers to take it anywhere, and so, I mean, it just creates a huge shortage. I mean, I just went by the Toyota lot there in Greer, and it was pitiful.
Every dealership right now, they're all barren.
Mine when I did.
Hopefully sell it back and make some money on it right now.
I know, that's right.
Got slowed down. A drunk concrete truck in front of me, but he keeps crossing the yellow line and ain't doing 30 mile an hour.
One of those that's still sleepy, didn't know when to go to bed.
Stay on his side of the road up here on 290.
Give me plenty of room. That way if something happened, I wouldn't be in it. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, don't worry, I already planned for that.
Call and report stuff like that, but you just get zero response on that, and it's like, you know what, I ain't even going to mess with it anymore.
By the time they get here, most of the time, because they're so understaffed also, whatever happens is already going to happen, or they done moved on.
At prevention mode right now.
All the details, but somebody was telling me earlier this week up at the house that Asheville had defunded their city police department. I don't know how much they defunded completely or what, but they're not even coming out. Like if your car's stolen or theft out of your vehicle and stuff like that, there's a whole list of crimes that they're not even coming out to investigate anymore. You're just on your own, filing on your insurance.
I saw it. And that they're not, they gave a list of everything that they're not responding to.
That's crazy. Why would you want to live somewhere like that?
people that are, you know, crying defund the police and all that police brutality and everything, and they, you know, they're the ones that are the first ones to call them when they need something.
First ones having an interaction with the police department for other reasons.
Dad, I saw an article where there was a police officer down in Florida, I think he was responding to shots fired, and then when he got there was a crowd, and then the crowd jumped on him and started attacking him and beating him up and everything, and you know, he had an AR with him and his pistol, but he never pulled it. But you didn't, you know, they didn't hear that. They were probably looking for him to do, you know, police brutality or whatever. He's probably just too scared to do anything, because you'll lock him up if you shoot somebody.
What's going on in our world today, but they've gone crazy, that's for sure.
Or NUE monitoring.
Morning, Chad. We were worried about you. Couldn't get in touch with you. Hadn't heard you. KN4 TFW.
Morning, Chad. KO4 HKX here.
Good. I've just been just busy with a few things. I'm up here at the deer camp this morning. And came up yesterday, moved my face plate and my mic, put two jacks in the wall with 66 blocks so I can remove the mic and the face plate and take it over to the outside deer camp. So in other words, when I'm outside underneath the roof skinning something, I'll have to come all the way back in to get to my radio. I can, you know, my hand mic be right outside the skinning pole there. So, but yeah, other than that, I'm doing pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, I hadn't heard you on here in a couple of days. I heard you check into the net last night for the first time on the pre-net. I didn't know if something was going on or what, or if you'd went out of town.
And just been busy, I guess. Finally got my issue resolved with Hunter's Lodge out of Ethridge, Tennessee. I'm two right now, man. Don't ever, and I mean ever, buy a firearm from Hunter's Lodge out of Ethridge, Tennessee. It's been the worst experience in my life. I finally had to contact the county sheriff up in Ethridge, Tennessee, and asked them to go over there and tell the people at the gun shop, hey, look, this guy's ready to contact the magistrate and do what he's got to do to get his firearm, because I'm done.
That resolved. I know you've been fighting that one for a little while.
Got something running in the background?
You're the second person that's fixing to discuss this ticking noise. Is that what you're talking about?
It was some kind of motor or generator running in the background.
I'm thinking that's what's causing it. Is it making it inaudible, Patrick?
Be fine. I'm not having a problem on my end. I'm pretty sure Ken will let you know if he's having one on his end.
Fine, and that I just hear it running in the background, but it's not hurting the conversation any.
Come in there.
Yeah, I must have doubled with you. Yeah, it's not hurting the conversation any. I can hear you fine and everything, and copy you perfect. And that I just hear it in the background.
It's got to be that generator. The only thing I can think. Hey, you know what, Patrick? Hang on one second. I'm going to turn this thing off and see if this makes a difference. I'm going to find out what it is real quick. Hang on. KO4 NUE radio check, over.
No difference.
Mm, I'll do some more thinking, but I guess that's got to go.
Not that bad. I mean, like Ken said, you can just, it's there, you can hear it, but it doesn't affect the conversation. It's like when you're in a shop talking over a radio or something.
Now, is it still the same?
Yep, it's still there.
Well, it's gonna be like a bad girlfriend, ain't it?
Yeah.
Laughing, so that tells me you've had one before.
A lot of people that have had them and that, but I've never had one, fortunately.
Well, if it's time for a morning constitution, I'll be right back.
I know if I got my generator running on the trailer, it's throwing out so much RF, it pegs out the S meter on my little ID5100 here and makes everything a little scratchy. So I try not to talk on the radio too much when it's running.
Into the gate here. I'll say 73 to you guys. I just got to go in and sign in. I'll be, you know, around for another minute or two anyway. So you guys have an awesome day. Try to catch you in the afternoon, Patrick. And Chad, it was good to hear you. KN4 TFW.
Here, and have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon.